Message number 1119. I use sacrificial souls to bring others to me who would never be saved otherwise. Wednesday, May 7, 2014 at 23:43. My dearly beloved daughter, when I call on souls to follow me, this results in a mix of feelings from being exultant to great distress. For when I awaken within souls the fire of the Holy Spirit, this will bring great blessings, but they will come tinged with a sense of sorrow. When I choose which souls are deserving of my gifts, they will experience a sense of belonging to me, but they will also feel somewhat external to the world in which they live. They will see their fellow brothers and sisters in a new light. They will be extra sensitive to the beauty of God's creation when they look into the faces of others, because they will see the presence of God. Not one soul they encounter will not exude the presence of God, no matter how far they may have fallen in His eyes. They will also be filled with an overwhelming compassion which only a parent can feel for his own child. They will feel a sudden and intense love for that person which will astonish and shock them. However, they will also be aware of the darkness which lurks within souls ready to devour them. The chosen soul will realize instantly at that point what it is that is expected of him, because that is when he will run to me begging me to help salvage those souls who are in danger of plunging into a state of darkness, so fearful will he be for that soul. A victim soul, a chosen soul, gives up all that is external in their lives, and by doing this gives great glory to God. The suffering that the chosen soul has to endure releases other souls from eternal damnation, and as a result becomes the most sought-out target of Satan and his agents. Such souls endure my passion as a gift to God, for once chosen, most of them cannot turn their backs on God after that. There are those, however, who are chosen but who refuse my cup. You must pray for these poor souls, because their lack of courage in taking up my cross will lead them in one of two directions. They will endure internal suffering because they will find it difficult to become close to me. Then they will become engrossed in a secular world in order to escape from their calling, and this will bring them nothing, only a sense of false hope. When a loving soul prays and humbles himself before me, he appeases the anger of my Father. This then dilutes the impact of my Father's chastisements upon the world. If a chosen soul who is persecuted because of his love for me and who is beyond endurance were only to say to me, "Jesus, take my suffering and do with it as you please," then I would lavish upon him extraordinary graces. The soul would become immune to evil and then be fearless. Because of his complete trust in me, he would then rise to a perfection of soul and attain a peaceful and calm demeanor. So much sacrifice is involved, but when such souls surrender all to me in complete obedience and refuses to engage with the enemy of my word, this will result in the salvation of many souls. I use sacrificial souls to bring others to me who would never be saved otherwise. It is by this method alone that such victim souls will and can atone for the souls of millions of people who have cut the umbilical cord from me. Never fear too much for souls in darkness at this time, for my chosen victim souls in the world are in great numbers right now. Their serenity brings the souls who are lost back into my refuge. Your Jesus.